In Philip Semple PX, it is John Goethe. Today's date is 10 17 2022. Dictation is for Ramona Young. Young spells Y-O-U-N-G. Ramona spells R-A-M-O-N-I-A. Date of birth is 12-20-1979. This is a 43-year-old female. Heir to established primary care period. Patient stated that she recently moved from New Mexico and is here. This established primary care stated that she called around and her insurance recommended her to come to this facility, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, obesity, sickle cell disease, anxiety, chronic pain. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Is none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, medication, hydroxyurea, hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine, and I. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, psych history, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, depression. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative. Patient says she's not having a sickle cell crisis at the moment, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 153 over 98, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmur, no peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. Normal bowel songs, no guarding, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, increase of papules, no vesicles of light, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2, morbid obesity, number 3, sickle cell disease. Next paragraph, patient was offered labs. She says she had some labs drawn approximately 2 weeks ago and we bring those results to us and decline our labs. PMP aware was reviewed. It reveals 9/11 medication offered of Tylenol with code Tylenol number 4. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Hydroxyurea, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient was given the following referrals to address her psych issues and pain management. She was given a consultation to psych. And it's the pain management period. She was advised to call for a follow-up appointment. She was strongly encouraged to see pain management because of a condition of sickle cell, particularly when she has breakthrough pain from crisis. She was advised that we do not do pain management here, and her crisis, she should go into the emergency room to have that our pain addressed period. Patient also had abnormality on the tip of her finger. which looks, there is an hyperpigmented macula that keeps spreading. I will refer her to the hand specialist for a 4D evaluation. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of invitation.